In Newark, New Jersey, one of the East Coast cities where hip-hop began, teenagers like Dansette still like to dance to the latest hits with their friends, right on the sidewalk. She says hip-hop slang is a big part of the fun. She especially enjoys the way hip-hoppers sometimes invest mainstream American words with new meanings.
Like, when some people say that's fat, it's not really fat, like, the, you know, like, not small, you know what I mean? Fat is like a good, you know, it's an expression, like, I don't know why they do that, but is this a street thing? Is this something cool to say?
Give me another example.
Gangster. Usually when people say, well, when I say gangster, it's more like, it's more street, it's more underground, it's not too preppy, like, straight, you know what I'm saying? It's more down, and that's what gangster is.
More down?
Or if you're down with that, it's like being a part of something. So that's the main meaning of it.
So if you go along with it?
Yes.
Dansette's friend, Jet, one of the more free-spirited dancers on the street corner, loves the word crunk.
And crunk really means, like, just let loose, be your own person, you know, just have fun and do what you do. Like, not worrying about what anyone thinks about you.
So get crunk is just being natural.
Yeah, being natural, having fun.
As in any living language, hip-hop words keep evolving. But this young woman says that the meaning of some hip-hop slang words can change, literally, overnight.
One thing I always liked about hip-hop, you could use one word one day, and the next day is something else. That's the beautiful thing about hip-hop. There are new inventions for the hip-hop generation every day, so you just got to keep up.
She and her friends say that off the chain is one phrase they've heard quite a bit lately.
It's off the chain. It's off the hook. It's crazy. It's just
good.
It's good.
It's like, oh, so extraordinary.
You could go to a concert, and it just be off the chain. It just mean wow, and it was fun, and exuberant, everything like that.
Right.
Some words we take and reinvent. It, like crazy. Crazy could be good. Crazy could mean something good. Like
not
yeah,
a
like
maniac.
Yeah, it
that
could
was
mean
crazy. Like something
yeah, like, yo, that was crazy,
something
yo.
Spontaneous, like that accident yeah. down the street. That was
that
crazy.
Was
I like our language. Our language is cool. It's the hip hop language. Right? It's just us. It's a way of our life. That's what we do every day.
Hip hop speech isn't just for teenagers. Adults use it to express themselves as well.
It strictly passed the test. I suffer the consequences. Wind up lost in the depths of the abyss. He kept missing the point. A brother tried to pull.
That's Amin, a young man from Oakland, California, rapping his own hip hop number for his friend Rudy Corpus Jr. and another buddy.
Yeah, he's out in the bay in the house. Yeah, we hold it down from the old to the scope. We put it down like four flats on a Cadillac. Huh?
What's these words you're using?
It's slang, though. You know, it's things that was, you know, brought up from the ghettos. You know what I mean? You know, cats come with a different type of slang or just to tell you how they feel or just to, you know, express emotions. And, you know, it just comes out naturally, you know, because we was born into this. We wasn't sworn into this.
Some hip-hop slang is used as a sort of secret code.
You don't always want people to understand exactly what you're talking about anyway, you know what I mean? You know, you could be talking about something illegal, you know what I'm saying? And you don't want to just be like, oh, yeah, I got the elbow, and you know what I'm saying? You don't want to tell everybody what you got and what you're working with, so you want to have a way that you can talk to your people and get the message across without everybody else knowing what's going on.
Indeed, many hip-hop words originate in prisons. Rudy Corpus.
I'm going to give you a word, merkin. Yeah, murking means choking somebody out, man. Grabbing behind their neck and just start choking them out. Somebody who's out of pocket, somebody who ain't respecting you, somebody who ain't coming at you right, you're going to have to murk his ass out.
Okay.
You feel me? Like the police be murking people out all the time, you know what I mean?
Many hip-hop words have entered the world's working vocabulary. The word chillin', meaning relaxing or taking it easy, and bling-bling, meaning fancy and expensive goods, are just two examples. Still, Amin says that true hip-hop slang will always be rooted in local neighborhoods, where one's friends are, and where life is lived.
It's like building a part of that brotherly bond, you know what I'm saying, that we build with each other, you know what I'm saying, out there. And that's the thing that, you know, feels good about it, you know what I'm saying? It's your people. It's coming from y'all. Something y'all originated. And then you hear other people using it, you know what I mean? It's kind of flattering, you know what I'm saying? Even if they don't give the recognition like they're supposed to, you know what I mean? But, you know, it feels good to hear people out there biting your slang, basically.
It's communication. You know what I mean? It's a way of communicating.
Real hustlers, they say duck in the cheek and clock in the grip. But soldiers keep on putting it down for the kinfolk. I put the pen to the flat and bags up.
For Wordmaster, this is Adam Phillips reporting from Newark, New Jersey.
My cousin said send more hope and said they sent more coke and new dope like ecstasy. Got me wondering what they got planned next for we. I'm like.